The maid, the chalitza, was a cotton. He was not bar mitzvah yet. Or else, beyond pila, instead of using a shoe, she used a sock. She took off a sock. That's all. Here, psulois. True, the chalitza means nothing as psula. She cannot remarry. She cannot marry Lashuk. But v'yein parcellus. And Eretz Yisrael, the argument, Shmuel, and says that such a psul is such a big psul, it's not even called like a reich of a chalitza. And therefore, if she does, she receives yibum later, she could receive yibum later. It's considered that nothing was done yet. One of the other brothers still have the right to make yibum with her. So far we have a shayla machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, if in the first case of our Mishnah, is she posel lakun or not? Now, Ziri Yama, Ziri says, kulam ein poislin. Ziri says, no, the opposite way. All the psulim of the Mishnah, it's not called the get at all, and therefore she's not even posel to remarry to a kohen if her husband dies. Chutz min achron. Only the last case. Since the last case, really the get was written lishmo. Her husband told the sefer, write it for whichever wife I want to give a get to. It's only a problem of Breira. There it's more of a type of a get, even though we hold a Breira. Here the get is called something that she remains posel lakuna. That's what Ziri holds. But then the Gemara comes out, and the Chenam Rabasi, that Kulam may poistel chutz menachron, the son of the last one, that gives a rech of a get that she's posel to a kohen. But Rabbi Yechanan Oma, Mashman, we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan, for Rabbi Yechanan Oma, no, af achroin nami ein a poistel. Rabbi Yechanan says no. Since the get here is posel, it's not called written lishmo, it's not called the cost of law lishmo, since we paskin ain brera, even in the last case, when the husband first had the get written up, he wasn't sure yet which wife he wants to use it for, therefore that's not called the cost of law lishmo, the get is posel, and she does not become posel lakuna. Even if the husband dies, still she's allowed to remarry to a kohen. Now the Gemara says that the Ozdo Rabbi Yechanan Latayne. Rabbi Yechanan goes according to his tam. In other words, that Rabbi Yechanan holds the Vadai that we hold Ein Breira. Therefore, the get is possible 100%. Therefore, it's not even called the Reyach HaGet that the wife is still mutter to a kohen. And what's Rabbi Yechanan's tam? The Yomer Abbas Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. That Ha'achin Shel Cholku, Ha'achin two brothers or four brothers that divided up the Yerusha from the father. In other words, the father died. And now the brothers take over the Yerusha. They make a chalukah. Is lekuchasein. It's considered as if they're buying it off one from another. And therefore, it has the halacha machzirin zeleze b'yovel. Then when it becomes yovel, one brother has to sell it back to the... They have to return it back on yovel. And they have to do over again the chalukah. In other words, if you would hold yesh brera, so when the father dies, it's oimed that his property should be divided up between his sons. Therefore, we would say whatever the sons take is considered as if they received it paternus Yerusha from the father, and that would stay with them li'elam. But Rabbi Yechanan holds no ein brera. Therefore, we are afraid that when the father died, true, there are parts that belong to this one and to that one, but we do not know which one it is. Therefore, when a brother takes one portion, we have to be afraid maybe he's taking his brother's portion. So how was he allowed to keep it? So we say they make up between themselves as if one brother is saying, listen, if I have your part, sell your part to me and I'll sell you my part. So it's considered as if the brothers are selling their parts one to another. Since it's called the lekuchos, therefore the law is that any property you buy, and that's so like the different cases, the different mitzvahs, is that you have to return it back in yovel. So you see, Yechanan holds ein brera that the brothers, we do not consider the portion they take as if that's the portion they're getting from their father, Beteres Yerusha, but rather we consider it as if it's lekuchos, that they're buying it one from another, and therefore machzirin zelazeh b'yovel. Now the Gemara says Utsricha. We have to have both cases of Rabbi Yechanan that he tells us ein brera, both in our Mishnah that he says the get is possible 100%, and here the achim shelcholko is called the kuchis. The yitma b'hov would only say over here by gittin, I would say b'hov come Rabbi Yechanan. Only in the last case of our Mishnah does Rabbi Yechanan say that the get is nothing, the get is not chal at all. Why? The ain brera. He says over here by gittin the locher is ain brera. You know why? Mishum debinin lo lishmo. Because there's a special halacha over here, the cost of law lishmo, the get has to be written lishmo. And I tell you, lishmo means that at the time when you write the get, we have to know exactly to who this get is being written for. This is the way Tosis brings the proof that here when the Gemara means Ein Breira, there's a special Svara by Gittin, that even though other places maybe you would hold Yesh Breira, but over here by Gittin for sure you hold Ein Breira. That's the Gemara saying now. If Rabbi Yochanan would have only said as a locha by Gittin, I would have thought to say by other places maybe he holds Yesh Breira. Only here by Gittin, here does he say Ein Breira. You know why? Because it's a special halacha of the cost of Lo Lishmo that Bishas you write to get, we have to know exactly who the wife and who the husband is. So therefore only by Gittin maybe here we say it's possible. Abel Hosom, it may be over there by Yerusha when the father dies that the sons take over the Chalukah. Mecharu Diyam Rachamon Elehed of Yovel. When does the Torah say you have to return something in Yovel? That's only a real Mechira, something you buy. Abel Yerusha Maton Eloi. But maybe something that the brothers take over from the father, but Torah Yerusha, or like a present. Maybe that there's no din to be machzer on Yovel. Maybe we say like over here, like Yesh Breira, and the portions that each brother takes is considered, that's the portion they're really receiving from the father. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to tell us no, that even here by Lekuchas, even here by the brothers, he also holds Ein Breira, that it's not considered they're taking over the portion the father gave them, but rather considered like they're selling their portions one to another. And V'yashmin and Sada, if Rabbi Yochanan would have just said the case of Sada, that he holds Ein Breira, I would have thought to say Mishum D'Lechumra. Like maybe really Rabbi Yochanan has a suffix, a doubt whether you hold Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Therefore by the Lekuchos, by the brothers, we have to go Lechumra, we have to be strict, and Spichoshid maybe Ein Breira. Therefore it was considered as if each brother is selling to the other one his portion, and therefore by Yovel it goes back. Or else Inami Ketchila. Maybe there's a special locker that by Yovel the fields have to go back to the way it was at the beginning. At the beginning when the father died, it's called the Tfusas. It's called like it belongs now to a pot, like it belongs to a family, like. And they have to come and take it. So maybe at the end of Yovel it has to go back to that portion also. But other place, Avol Hocho Emeloi, but maybe over here by Gittin, I would have thought to say no, maybe here Taki holds Yesh Breira. And Bafrat according to the first Torah, Tzir Fakert, here Luchumra we should say Yesh Breira. To say that the get means something that she should be apostle Lakuna is Tzricha. Therefore I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me this halacha both places that he holds 100% all over Ein Breira. That we do not say something that's done on a doubt now, later when you make the decision, that decision cannot help for before. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda asked a question from Yehuda. What's going to be Omer Lavla? The person said over to the Lavla, he said over to the Sofer, K'soiv li'ezah shetetzah b'pesach t'chila. If the husband tells the Sofer that write me a get, again he has two wives, and both of them have the same name. So he says, write the get now for whichever one will come out of the door first. Maha, what's the locha? Is the get called written lishma or not? In other words, the shaila is, do we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? Right now, at the time when the sofer is writing it, he's not sure for which wife he's writing it for. We'll have to see later which one comes out of the door first. So when we find out later, does that help for before or not? That's the shaila of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So Mara says, he said back to him, that Omele, he said back to Mishnah Tinisu, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah. We have Yudah said back, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the last case is, yes, the Mikana bigger Chiddush is, Omele Lavlev. He says to the Sofer, K'soiv Lieza Sheretz Agarish, to whichever one of the wives, that I'll decide later to give the get to. It says, Posel Agarish Boy. It says, the get is Posel, you can't use it. Alma, what do we see? Ein Breira, we hold Ein Breira. In other words, when the husband told the Sofer to write the get, since he did not know, he didn't make up his mind yet, which one of his two wives he wants to give the get is possible. And we do not say when he decides later, it's considered like he had the decision before already. So we see from our Mishnah, we hold Ein Breira. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda entered back. And this the Gemara says, Eitzvah, I have a kasha to you. You tell me we hold Ein Breira, I'll bring you proof that we hold Yesh Breira. It says a case, the Gemara says in Psochem and Adorim, that Oyim Elibnoi, if a father says to his sons, Harei Nishorechid Esa Pesach, Al Misha Yalim Mikem Rishon Yerushalayim, we're talking about the Erev Pesach. And the father is about to Shech the Korban Pesach, and the locher is, you have to appoint the people that you want to use for this Pesach, before you make the Shechita. So the father says, before he makes the Shechita to his sons, that whichever one will win the race and get up to Yerushalayim first, for you I'll have in mind to make the Korban Pesach for. So it says, Kivan Shenichnas Risha in Risha of Rubai, as soon as the first son, most of his body gets into Yerushalayim, is Zocha Becholkoi, that son is Zocha to have the Chelek in the Korban Pesach, but it also says, Umezake Zocha Vimoin, he's also Mezake the rest of the brothers with him. So, on this we see what? That we hold Yesh Breira, even though right now, B'Shasta Shechita, we do not know which son is going to win, still we say whichever son wins or comes first, he's the one that we had in mind all along, he should be part of the Korban Pesach. So Nista Gemara, we see from here, we hold Yesh Breira, even Midiraisa. So Nista Gemara says back, Omalei Hoshi Abrei, Ma'in Yim Psachim Eitzel Gittin, what does the Loch of Psachim have to do with the Lochas of Gittin? I'll tell you there's a big difference. We learned about this case of a Korban Pesach, that Omer Reb Yechanon Kedei Lezazam B'mitzvos. That the father said this condition, that whichever son reaches Yerushalayim first, I'll have him in mind, is not the pshat that the father did not have the other sons in mind at the beginning. No, of course the father had in mind for all his sons. And that he just said, I'll have in mind only the first one, is Kedei Lezazam. He wanted him to make it fast up to Yerushalayim. But really, it's not totally in Breira here, because the father at the beginning had all of his sons in mind. And they can bring a proof of this. It says, Kivan Shenichnas Rishon Reisha Rubai Zocha Bechelkoi Umazaches Esochiv Imai. Says, as soon as the first one reaches, he gets his portion in the Korban Pesach, and he's also Mazaka, all his other brothers with him. So the question is, how could he be Mazaka later, the other brothers with him? Is the Yarmut, if you're going to tell me Bishleim is good, the Yaminomi Koro, that the father had all the sons of mine at the beginning, sharper, then it's very good. Before the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, he had the Mola mind, then it's good. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, the Loyam Ninu, that he did not have them in mind. When he Shechita the Korban Pesach, he only had in mind the one son that's going to win the race. If so, Liacha Shechita, Mi Kemismanu, after Shechita, could we appoint him? Could he become part of the Korban Pesach? If you are Tanam, we learned like this. Nimnin Umoishkin Yedeyim Imenu Achi Yishkot. Person has a right to be appointed to be part of the Korban Pesach, or to take himself away from the Korban Pesach. Achi Yishkot, until they made the Shechita. But Mashma, once they make the Shechita the Korban Pesach, you can't add anybody or take anybody off. Alright, turn over. So if we see that you can't take anybody off or put anybody on, so how is it possible to say here, if the father only had in mind at the beginning, the one son that's going to win the race, so even if you're going to tell me we hold Yesh Breira, but I call upon him, the father only had one in mind. How come it says here, when the one son gets his portion, he also gives over the portions to the other brothers? It's after Shechita they can become part of the Korban Pesach. So this is a clear proof that the case is that, of course, the father at the beginning had all his sons in mind. So before they made the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, he had them all in mind. That's why the loch is that they all become part of this Korban. So it has nothing to do with the Breira. Mor says, Tanya Nam Yochar, bring another proof also for this, that it says, Meister, what happened, the case was, V'kodemu bonois lebonim. It says clearly that the bonois, that the girls, they beat the boys. So it says, V'nimtzu, it came out that bonois, the results, the girls were fast, Ubonim Shvolim, and the boys were slow. So it only says Loshin of Ubonim Shvolim, the boys were slow. It does not say Loshin, like the boys were not Yetz of the Mitzvah. Mashma, they could still be Yetz of the Mitzvah, just that they were slow. So why? Because like we said before, the case here is that the father, of course, had them all in mind before the Shechita. Omer Abaye, Abaye is back to Chlal. Abaye is back to the original Shak of Atayah. Again, it started out the Gemara that Rav Oishi asked the Shalach from Rav Yehuda, what's going to be if the husband tells the Sofer to write the get, whichever wife comes out of the door first? And he answered him back a proof from Mal Mishnah when the husband says, whichever one I will decide. So Abaye says, how could you bring a proof from there to our Mishnah, to his Shalach? Why, he says, Omer Abaye, Kabo Yimine Teile Badas Echerim. The Shaila here, the Rav Oishi, yes, Rav Yehuda was, where the husband says, I want to give the get to whichever one of my two wives come out of the door first. So it's not up to his mind. Like, as far as he's concerned, he made up his mind already, the husband. Whichever one comes out first, that's the one he wants to give a get to. It's up to the two wives now, like, we have to see what they're going to do, which one of them will come out first. That's called Teila B'das Acherim. That was his Shaila. In the case where you leave it up to somebody else to make the decision, does his decision help for before or not? And the kaposhet lay, and the answers in back of you, the answer in the back, are proof from our Mishnah, that on our Mishnah the case was Teilu B'das Atzmai, that he was totally in his own mind. Like you said, write a get now for whichever one I will decide. So there it's up to his own mind to decide. Maybe that's worse. Maybe since it's up to you to decide, and right now you did not decide, that's not called the das at all, that's called the big suffix. Therefore we hold the embrayer. So how could you bring a proof from our Mishnah to the case that Rav Oishi asked? This is what Abaya is the kasha. This Gemara says, Omar Rav says back to Abaya like, my kushya, what's your big question you're asking? Dilma, maybe. Demand the Yisle Breira, the one demand the arm that holds from Breira. I'll tell you, there's no difference whether he left it up to himself or he left it up to somebody else to decide. I'll tell you, Yisle Breira. If you do hold from the Svara that something that's done now with a doubt, with a suffix, later when the decision comes about, that decision is considered as if it was here before. Maybe there's no difference whether you make the decision or somebody else makes the decision. Still, you hold Yesh Breira. That's what Yehuda holds. And Amanda, less Le Breira, whoever holds Ein Breira, I'll tell you also, Loishina Teila Badas Atzmoi, for Loishina Teila Badas Acherim, there's no difference whether the decision is up to him or whether it's up to somebody else. Therefore, it's very good that Yehuda entered back to Yehoshia from our Mishnah. Because in both cases, this man the Yom is less Le Breira, does not hold from Breira. And this the Gemara says, "Oh, Malera Meshashi LeRavo." So Meshashi says back to Ravo, "How Sasha Tasha? You not like you? There's a difference. That's for Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda Shitri is that it depends. The Toile Bedas Atzmo Less Lebreira. When the decision is up to you, you have to make the decision in your own mind later. Then we hold Ein Breira. But the Toile Bedas Acherim, when you toile in the minds of somebody else, then the Svar is Less Lebreira. Yes, you do hold Breira. With it, so you see." That's Abaya's kasha. That how could you bring a proof from the decision is up to yourself, to the decision was up to somebody else? There's a difference. You see, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference. Where do we see there's a difference? The Tanya, we learned like this. There's halacha that halokeyach yayin mibein akusim, if a Jew buys wine off a kusi. This was before the Rabbanim made a gezerah to give him a din of a goy, that his yayin is not called yayin esach yet. So says Allah, if you buy yayin off a kusi, and we know for sure that kusim did not take off trumas and isus. So the wine now was tevel, it's also to drink it. And you want to go and drink the wine, and either the case is talking about, Pasha is talking about that you have no kalim, you don't have any other cups with you, you can't pour off the trumas and isus. So how could you divide, take off the trumas and isus now, in order that you should be able to drink the wine from this bottle? So Oimer says like this, Shnei lugin shani yosel lahafrish, the two lugin of truma. So it says that shnei lugin shani yosel lahafrish harehen truma. They are considered truma. Now asara, 1/10 is ma'aser rishon. Tisha, 9 of this, 9/10 of this is ma'aser sheni. Umeicha, now the ma'aser.